Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, it's that time of year again. The supermarket shelves are brimming with Easter eggs, but this year we might find the prices a little harder to swallow. A rise in the cost of sugar on global markets is being blamed for a rise in the price of chocolate eggs this year. So what should we expect in terms of price rises? And could we all do with a little less binging on chocolate at Easter anyway? For an expert view now, I'm joined by Damien O'Reilly, lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. And Damien, just for full disclosure, first of all, what's your favourite Easter egg?
I suppose I'd like the Lindt, the dark chocolate.
Oh, very fancy. I'm more partial to mini eggs myself. Will you tell me the background to all of this?
Well, the main ingredients when we're talking about butter, eggs, cocoa, sugar, they've all risen month after month since last summer. You know, sugar is up 30% since last year. Eggs are up 23%, butter's up 22%. So, you know, and in general, food and, you know, non-alcoholic beverages are up in general 13%. So all the main ingredients like the eggs and the butter and the cocoa have all increased significantly over the last number of years. And that's put pressure on the retailers and the retail cost. So the manufacturers are trying to do the best they can. Retailers are doing the best they can. And, you know, the forecast for this year is that we're probably going to eat around 18 to 20 million eggs. So that's probably, in Ireland.
That's not just in my house. Just in Ireland, 18 million eggs.
Well, something like that. So Repac did some research there some years back, and they're saying that Ireland is spending on average. Last year, now they reckon that we spent €36 on average on chocolate Easter eggs. You know, and half of those will buy six or more eggs. So a lot of older people, when I say older people, will buy for their kids and their grandkids. So they'll buy chocolate and they buy multiples of multiple units. So, but the price has gone up. But one of the things that the manufacturers are doing is a little bit of what they call shrinkflation, is they're shrinking the size of the egg and to take into account the inflation. So basically, you know, you're paying a little bit extra for the packaging and maybe not getting as much egg as you were previously.
I hope my kids aren't listening, but I'm on an annual campaign to try and get less eggs coming into our house every year. But if they're more expensive, are people going to buy less of them?
I was going to say exactly, you're right, but sorry, excuse the pun. They possibly will, but they'd be more judicious in the spending and they'd be buying for better reasons rather than buying just an extra one. Or you may not probably, you will not see as many deals as there were previously, you know, 3 for €10, whatever. Those deals are not as prevalent as they were in previous years.
Damien? Are the eggs not on sale since Christmas at this stage, 3 for 5 or maybe whatever deal is on in your local supermarket?
Well, that's a good point, because what's happening now is that we're extending those periods. So those celebration periods that we have. So, you know, supermarkets are taking advantage of these, Christmas started basically back in, if we go back to Christmas, it started at the beginning of October, when Black Friday's, you know, it's no longer November, it's started in October. So these periods are extending out. You know, then we had Valentine's Day, which was starting basically just after Christmas. Easter eggs start to appear on the shelf very soon after that. So retailers are extending that period and to get people to come in, because a lot of the things like chocolate are impulse purchase and they need to get their timing right on this. You do not want to have any, as a retailer, any stock left over after Easter. So you want to get sales in as early as you can.
And at the risk of upsetting the Easter bunny or any children out there, is it a good thing maybe that they're not as cheap as they were, or that we might actually think of the cost of making it, the sustainability? And when you mention Repac, all that packaging, all that cardboard and plastic.
Yeah. I think now if you're an adult, an older, or I won't say older adult, but the younger generation, if you're buying for teenage young adults, they're very aware of the sustainability of these brands. And, so they will be looking for you to buy, if you're buying somebody something, they're looking for you to buy somewhere that's reputable, that somewhere that the packaging is sustainable, you know, that they can that they can dispose of it readily afterwards. Yeah, but that's going to be a big issue this year. And it's becoming more of an issue, the sustainability. And, you know, retailers and manufacturers are looking at this and making sure that the product is reusable and recyclable. So it's we're planning to spend a bit more than we did last year, I would think, but probably on better quality chocolate and better decisions and not as impulse buying as we used to.
Well, you mentioned the fancy chocolate there, and I think maybe some of the price rise might be to do with our increased tastes in Easter eggs. But for all of that, Damien O'Reilly, lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin, thank you.